News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, climate change is responsible for an earlier, longer and more intense pollen allergy season in Ireland. That's the warning from Irish pharmacists this morning. And Ilona Duffy, Monaghan-based GP, joins us. Ilona, are you seeing this kind of worse hay fever season on the ground?
We are. In general practice, I think GPs would report that not only are they seeing more people presenting with hay fever and more severe symptoms, but definitely that the hay fever season seems to be extended, meaning we're seeing patients present earlier in the spring and later into the autumn. So definitely fitting with what you're saying.
Okay. And we're quite prone to hay fevers and those kind of seasonal allergies here, aren't we?
We are. The average kind of prevalence of hay fever European-wide is about 19%, but in Ireland and the UK, we're in the order of 26%. And I suppose a number of different reasons for that. It's felt that we probably have more of a variety of pollens because we have more variety of both grasses, trees and other plants that triggered the hay fever for all of us who are living in the area. And that's more prevalent for those who are living inland. So definitely for us in an island country, somewhere like myself in Monaghan is going to have, you know, higher incidence of hay fever than perhaps somewhere that's around the coast, because we know that the pollen counts tend to be lower in those areas.
With regard to people who are struggling with this, what should they do?
Well, I think many people who don't have it think, well, sure, it's only a bit of snuffles, it's not a big deal. But it is. And we know that for hay fever sufferers, it can impact on everything. It can impact on their day-to-day living, going to work, sneezing, snuffling, having itchy, runny eyes. If they're already prone to things like asthma, can exacerbate it. And I suppose for many of them, they're saying that it affects their sleep. They're not able to sleep, their mouth breathing, they're waking with that dry, sore throat, they're feeling tired and fatigued during the day. So it really can be quite severe for people. So I think the big thing is kind of learning your pattern. When is your worst time? Because we know that the initial phase starts usually around March, and that will be with the tree pollens here. And then from May on, we'll tend to see a surge in those who are allergic to grass pollens. So understanding when you get your symptoms and being able to start your treatment in advance of that. So if you're someone who gets hay fever every year and you know it's coming to that time, start on the medication, and there are a variety of medications that will have been prescribed by your GP.
Okay, so people will take things like antihistamines, maybe nasal sprays. I know some people get injections and various things, but that will be discussed. There are some practical things people do too, don't they? They keep their windows closed and put Vaseline up their nose and all sorts of lona. Is that useful for people?
It can be, but a lot of it doesn't help that much. So, I mean, there's talk, and really allergy clinics will advise wearing Vaseline around your nose. Lots of people aren't going to want to do that when they're going around town or, you know, going outside their house. Wearing sunglasses potentially can reduce the pollen hitting your eyes. But I think practical things, closing your windows in the evening. We know that pollen is released from the flowers. It's released from the plants, the trees, the grasses, and rises as the day goes on, tending to reach a peak around midday in the day and then dropping later on as the air cools. So having your windows closed during that time. Avoiding things like when people are cutting grass.
Yeah.
Don't be the one who's cutting the grass. Close the windows during that time. Maybe move out of the house for that or move away. So there's simple things that can help. And again, having your medications at the ready.
Okay. It can be quite limiting for people. It's quite a difficult thing for them to deal with, I suppose. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Dr. Ilona Duffy there, Monaghan-based GP.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.